Hey everybody, Dave here with a quick spoiler-free review of Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Zachary Levi and the Marvel family return. This installment adding Helen Mirren, Lucy Liu, and Rachel Zegler, to the sequel. Now we're almost 4 years after the original, which was really beloved by critics, but wasn't exactly a massive hit. And so, wow, this movie's got a feeling of just despair and Dead Man Walking kind of feel to it. After James Gunn took over DC, it kind of looks like this is the end of the line for all these characters, be it Wonder Woman, Shazam. And of course, we already know Henry Cavill's out as Superman. Black Adam just totally died. Although I thought that movie was good fun. Really no future here. Although, hey, you know, we got that Flash movie that's coming out in June that does look like a banger. So it remains to be seen what happens with that. But yeah, for this sequel, critics aren't loving it as much as the first one. And it looks like it's going to tank in terms of box office. And so there's just not a lot of enthusiasm for this movie. And I got to say, the trailers were just god-awful for this film. It looked like a total nonsensical CGI mess. When you go and you watch the movie, it's not like that at all. I think they really did a really bad job of marketing this film, because at the heart of it, it's about the kids. It's about the Marvel family, this group of orphans who are living under the roof of their foster parent, rather. Yeah, the foster kids, really giving the powerless some power. And it's just comedy throughout, a lot of heart, a lot of fun. And that was completely missing from the marketing. And you get all of it in this film. And so you might be wondering, do I really want to watch this movie when it's not going to really mean anything to the brand? It's not in any, looks like the continuity is going to die. Well, I'll just say this off the first one, really, I'll just get really quick to my recommendations. If you like the first one, go see this one. It stacks up nearly just as good as the first. It's a little more, they went bigger in this movie rather than keeping it, because the first movie was very, it's kind of small scale, other than the Mark Strong villain. We got Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu are the villains here. They're not great, but still pretty fun. I think this movie really does, it doesn't feel out of step from the first one. It just went a little bigger. And it looks good. I think I saw the budget was just about $100 million, and it looks great, I thought. It never really looked like, it didn't look like the CGI nonsensical mess that the trailers kind of made it out to be. Really, for me, the main Jack Dylan Grazer, who plays Freddie Freeman, this kid kills every single line just like he did in the first movie, cracking me up left and right. Really, the whole cast, I think everyone is perfectly cast in this film, especially the foster parents and the entire Marvel family. They're just so spot on, so much heart and charm. There's a couple moments near the end where I'll admit they kind of got me choking up. So it retains all that same tonally as spot on. It's just a shame that this movie kind of, maybe if they released this one 2 years after the first one, before the death knell of all these characters in this version of DC was coming out, I think it would have much better chance. It feels like this one is just going to fall under, be ignored, and just be another flop for DC, which I think is pretty unfortunate. This one really felt like more like a fantasy comedy, I would kind of call it. Really leaning in more of the fantastical elements while keeping it light, because that's what it is. You know, it's kind of most of these movies are pretty silly. This one, I think, never really takes itself too seriously. What is serious, however, is the connection between the characters and the care that they have for one another. And that really is the heart of the film. So if you like the first one, go see it. If you weren't so crazy about the first one and you're just not really feeling it, I get it. Maybe just wait for this thing to come out on HBO Max and then watch it then. So that is just a quick under 5 minute spoiler-free review for this film. Again, I really had a great time with it, but I think maybe your mileage may vary. I think just in terms of a rating, 3 stars, 4 buckets of popcorn. I think it's a lot of fun. You will laugh, and you'll come out of the theater feeling pretty good. So that is all. I know you can catch us at Blockbuster Cast on Twitter, and keep an eye out for the next episode.